is our weekly fantasy sports podcast with Jeff Erickson of RotoWire, best fantasy analyst in the business, best fantasy website in the business is RotoWire. Next week, Jeff is off. He's going on vacation. Well deserved. Jeff, will you be carving out time, Maui time, to be watching the Reds? Boy, based on the last couple games, they're a hot ticket right now. I know they're your team. You must be really jacked up about this, especially with De La Cruz making his debut.
Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot of satellite TV there. So I don't know if DirecTV extends that far. So my MLB extra innings package probably won't work, but that's okay. I'll just record them all or something like that. Yeah, pumping those highlights into my blood from yesterday alone. I mean, I've just rewatched and rewatched those highlights. The whole town's buzzing. It's great.
It'll be something if O'Neill Cruz comes back healthy from his injury. I mean, these guys are kind of the same player in the sense that they're both just stat cast monsters. It's exit velocity, it's distance off the bat, it's speed from first to third. There's some similarities between these two guys, isn't there?
Sure is. And it's funny you brought that. I made that same comparison. I mean, they're 6'6" shortstops that are just super fun and breaking Statcast measures. And, you know, De La Cruz has hit the two hardest hit balls by the Reds this year, 112 on the double on his debut, and then 115 on the 458-foot homer yesterday. And then he followed that up with the fastest triple in the majors this year. Fastest home to first, fastest home to third, even faster than Corbin Carroll on another triple. So super fun player to watch right now. And he had a stolen base today. Reds are losing against Clayton Kershaw, maybe a little bit slightly harder opponent.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I get that. But it is something to watch, and I can tell just by watching the games what you're saying about the town being invested in the team, and that's encouraging to see. And then there's Will Benson, who had his first career home run, and it was a walk-off in the game against the Dodgers. What about him? Is he adding to the excitement for Cincinnati?
I mean, that celebration certainly did, that's for sure. You know, he's not one of the prospects they're counting on. They got him dirt cheap in this offseason, right before the season, before spring training started. Made the team. He's already been sent down before. He was a former first-round draft pick, though, so he's not, like, without any sort of pedigree. I mean, there is some hope in him being able to contribute, but he's not one of the guys they're banking on necessarily, but if he does produce, all the better. But there are more prospects coming, Tim. There's Christian Encarnacion Strand, the first baseman, who's probably going to get the call at some point, I would guess even soon. They've got another pitcher coming closer. They've got two more shortstop prospects and another third base prospect. The question for them is making all the pieces fit, but it's okay. You accumulate shortstop prospects because they can presumably move anywhere. They're that athletic anywhere besides catcher, obviously. But move them to second if need be. Move them to the outfield. These are things that can happen.
What is the fantasy buzz in all those guys, Jeff, from your perspective at RotoWire? And let's stay in the division too and talk about Weimers. What's the word on him from Milwaukee? He's had some highlight moments this past week as well. A walk-off winning double and then two home runs in the game yesterday.
Yeah, Brewers are coming up big at the right time here too. Given the Orioles, all they can handle, just smoked them yesterday. Weimer was huge. Weimer has been up and down this year. He's even batting ninth today. So it's kind of interesting. They're not putting too much pressure on him. That's the difference between he and, like, De La Cruz, who on his debut was batting cleanup, which is just, that's also really wild. But Weimer is, I've seen smart people like pick him back up after he'd been dropped by others. Could be a pretty big contributor to the rest of the way. He is a prospect of note. De La Cruz, and I play in the contest called the NFBC, where we have weekly free agent pickups on Sundays. If you haven't been called up and weren't originally drafted, you can't pick him up until he actually plays. So he's eligible for the first time in most of our leagues on Sunday, this upcoming Sunday. And we've been doing a lot of speculation on how much he's going to go for. And it's essentially going to be some max bids, meaning like if you have the hammer in the league, you have the most free agent budget remaining, you're going to bid as much as the second place person can just to prevent them from getting him and make sure you get him. I think there's going to be a lot of that happening this week.
Jeff Erickson with us from RotoWire. Meanwhile, in the division, Jeff, there's the Pirates at the other end of the spectrum. They lost twice to the A's at home, Oakland previously had all of 5 wins on the road this season before they got to PNC Park. And if you want to talk about fantasy studs, who saw Jace Peterson coming through and being Mickey Mantle this week?
I know, right? It's wild, but you know, it's funny. They had to take a step up in quality from the Cardinals. So I understand why it was a little tougher. Sorry, can't resist. You know, hate to see the Cardinals struggling. Really hate to see it there. As fellow NL Central partisans, I think we all are pretty happy.
Oh, everybody's reveling in it. Everybody. It's like the AFC East with the Patriots.
You just hate to see it. But Cardinals got a big win against the Rangers yesterday. Jack Flaherty actually stepped up and pitched a big game, 1-0 win over the Rangers. So that was huge. But yeah, I mean, the Pirates, I mean, they had their down moments in May as well. It was just the weird part was seeing Mitch Keller struggle on Tuesday. Because you kind of count on like, okay, this is the guy that's real. And I still think he's real. I just think it was a one-off. But just a reminder that even the worst team in Major League Baseball, and one of the worst teams in the last 50 years, they still have guys that get paid too. And they have some pride. Teams tank, owners tank, players don't tank. They're going to try hard. Like that, a guy like Ryan Nota can play. He can get on base a lot. They still have some players of note.
What else, Jeff, from a baseball perspective, has moved the needle for you from a fantasy standpoint this week?
Unfortunately, Jacob DeGrom back in the news. Needing right. Tommy John yep. surgery. That's a huge one. Yeah, and that means he's probably out most of next year, if not all of next year, too. So brutal at the start of the contract for the Rangers. Brutal for him because this is not his first Tommy John, 36 years old. You know what's he going to be like when he comes back? Really tough call. And the other big thing that we've been talking a lot about is Alek Manoah. Manoah got sent down after getting crushed by the Astros. A lot of people had Manoah active one last time this week, trying to squeeze a 2-start week out of him, and they didn't even get out of the first inning of his first start. And they're you know, a lot of comparisons being made to what they're doing with him, what they did 20 years ago with Roy Halladay. Different pitch situation, obviously, different type of pitcher, different staff, all that. But one thing is true. He's not coming back quickly. This is not something where in 2 weeks he'll be fixed and back up there. He's a cut unless you're in a keeper or dynasty league, I think.
Jeff, football-wise, OTAs going on here in Pittsburgh. We've kind of talked about the Steelers' weaponry with Kenny Pickett. How good is it? Who's going to really stand out this year? Who's going to be aided by the presence of others and the alleged more open offense? The default is George Pickens because he seems to have the most talent. Here's a guy who said during the course of OTAs that he thought he was a Pro Bowl snub, which, of course, is ridiculous given that Jamar Chase.
Gotta love wide receivers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Jamar Chase and Stephon Diggs and Davante Adams. These are the guys that he was going up against. Tyreek Hill. Those are the 4 AFC Pro Bowl wide receivers. So, of course, that's nuts. But, you know, if you're looking at potential for Pickens, here's a guy who had 15-plus yards per reception. I think he was 7th in the league in that regard. And the 2 quarterbacks had a 109 passer rating when throwing to him, and neither of them were above 80 for the season. So where do you see Pickens in terms of a fantasy draft choice this year? What's the level of faith in him and his numbers really exploding this season?
I mean, it starts with the team context. I mean, it will be more wide open, but come on, this is not going to be the Bills. This isn't going to be the Chiefs here type of offense that we're running here. I would expect Pickens to do well. I think he's definitely, he's not going to be your wide receiver 1 or your wide receiver 2. Average draft pick right now in the NFFC, which is running drafts already over 105 drafts. His average pick is 77 with a range of 57 to 98. So you're looking at wide receiver 2, wide receiver to wide receiver 4 type of range for your fantasy team. He should not be your first receiver taken.
Jeff, are you as fatigued already of tracking the 49ers quarterback situation? I went through a 3 quarterback situation last year with the Steelers. At least it was the team that I covered. Now they're getting ready to come to Pittsburgh for week 1, and I feel like I'm doing it again.
So here's the thing. As someone who gets to focus a little bit more on baseball this time of year, I'm just going to let it play out.
That's wise.
I don't have to breathlessly report every throw. I don't have to listen to every utterance from John Lynch. So which would be frustrating, by the way. I mean, some of this stuff is valuable, but some of this is, you know, all smoke. I mean, let's face it. It depends on a lot of different factors. And be honest, it's not a three-man race. It's a two-man race. It's Lance, and it's, of course, Purdy if Purdy's healthy. And a lot of that is a big if Purdy is healthy.
Jeff, what can people find at RotoWire this week? And also, I guess, maybe give us a look ahead to golf as well, because we won't talk to you again until after the Open, right?
Yeah, that's right. The U.S. Open is next week, and Len Hochberg's all over that. He'll have first-to-last rankings on every player in the field. He'll have a DFS preview for you as well. We'll have betting articles on the Open. We have you a lot of different angles covered on that, so make sure to check that out. We got tons of baseball coverage. James Anderson's cranking out the prospect rankings and podcasts. We got a lot of different ways to help you tackle your leagues. And, of course, all sorts of good NFL draft season content as well.
Jeff, have a great vacation. We'll do it again in 2 weeks.
You bet. Take care, Tim.
Jeff Erickson from RotoWire.